Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you join us this morning on the Morning Crossfire. As we take our major conversation, like I said earlier, we'll be talking about Nigeria's economic management team. We have a number of economic teams, but I like to refer to all of them as the economic management team, even though we have what we call the economic Presidential Economic Coordinating Council, which is headed by Mr. President. We'd like to hear from you. We can take your WhatsApp calls, WhatsApp voice notes. We can take your WhatsApp messages. We can also take your calls on the numbers we usually advertise. The phone number 0201-465-7190. We can take those calls as well. On X, we're at Nigeria Info FM. On X, we're at Nigeria Info FM. On Facebook, you can also drop your comments on the posts we have on X and then on Facebook as well. Facebook address being facebook.com/Nigeria Info, search for Nigeria Space Info, space 99.3. Nigeria Space Info, space 99.3. I'd like to say a very good morning to our guest. He is a financial engineer. He's an investment banking executive. He's a development economist, and he is a volunteer change agent. I think he told me that last time we were with him. I had him on my program. Nnemeka Onyeka Obiariri is our guest. Mr. Obiariri, good morning to you.
Obiariri, good morning, yes. My brother. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us at short notice, and we appreciate your time as always. I want to start by asking you for your thoughts, generally speaking, on the new emergency economic team that Mr. President has put together. The Tinubu administration appears not to be slowing down on revamping the economy, it seems. And of course, the government, some 10 months ago, kicked the ground running, or hit the ground running, focusing on policies meant to propel, you know, economic growth for Nigeria, and increase the GDP growth rate. And last Wednesday, the president announced an overhaul of that economic governance architecture in order to ease, you know, the financial hardship and boost productivity, you know, in Nigeria. And then he went on to establish what is called a multi-layered framework to bolster coordination, planning and implementation. It's a lot. It's a lot, sir. So this is called Economic Management Team Emergency Task Force. What is this, as far as you can say, Mr. Obiariri?
If you desire my sincere and honest opinion, yeah, I will tell you that what they are doing is what we tag convoluted confusion. Convoluted confusion, because what they are trying to do is just grappling on all straws. You don't need to be setting up all this manner of this and that. And look at the names of those on that list. These are the same set of people that we have been recycling over the last 9 years. These guys, look at that team. They were in Buhari's economic team, under whatever guise and the name. You know, the problem we have in this country is that we assume that, oh, once somebody is very fortunate or somebody is a billionaire, he has common wisdom on how to do governance. Go look at developed economies like the U.S. If being a billionaire is the reason why somebody should be part of a governance team, why is it that the successive American president have not appointed Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates as part of their economic team? Look around you. There is a reason why capitalist states or economies shield their economic management team from the vagaries of those who claim, who are operators in the system, so that they don't run with privileged information to manipulate the system. Here in Nigeria, we have been repeating the same mistake. Proverbs, the good book says in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 5, surround the king with wise. All right, you surround the king with wicked men, and the king will rule wickedly, even if the king is a righteous man. But if you surround the king, conversely, if you surround the king with wise men, with honest and sincere men, skillful men, knowledgeable men, the king will rule wisely and productively. Joseph was a 30-year-old boy, a slave, who was appointed prime minister. And he did mighty things, working for 8 years, making Egypt the greatest economy in the whole world. The same thing, young men, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, yeah, they weren't professors, they weren't billionaires, they weren't men of repute. but they were picked by the wise kings who understood their importance and their skills. See, in Nigeria, we need to stop playing politics and face the act of governance. I give you an example. Look at the current Minister for Defense. Mm-hmm. It is alleged that he was giving rise, it's alleged that he was giving rise to bandits, you know, just to placate them, Ramadan or whatever. In this country, we know of one chief army staff that was able to decimate Boko Haram so much that was an uproar. Azubike Ihejidika, the former chief army staff, is still alive. A government that is very serious about fighting the insurgency, a government that is very serious about destroying Omar of Kribeta, will have appointed an Azubike Ihejidika as the Minister for Defense. He is a former service chief. He understands the mentality of these guys. He was reputed to be one of the chief army staff that dealt them a heavy blow. Such should be putting a round peg in round holes. Then you appointed a career politician who has allegedly been hobnobbing with these guys. How do you expect him to decimate them? And that is the fact that we should be facing. We need to put round pegs in round holes. Take, for example, the Minister for Agriculture, who is planning to repeat the same mistake that was done under the Buhari regime, trying to import 10,000 tractors with $1.1 billion. When common sense entails, if they are very sincere and honest, and they are serving Nigeria and serving Mr. President well, we have contacted several Chinese companies that are willing to set up tractor and bulldozer assembly plants in Nigeria. And that should have been the focus. Under a private-public partnership arrangement, set up assembly plants in Nigeria. It makes the food cheaper. It also transfers technology and skills to our people. You can actually bring in the same number, bring in about 8,809 bulldozers and tractors. Mm. Bulldozers and tractors, too.
Yeah.
And all in cost of $750 million, which is far less than what they are projecting, to be able to cultivate at least 50 to 30 million hectares of land across the 8,809 electoral ward. The problem we have in Nigeria is that the cabinet and all these things are filled with all manner of career politicians, all manner of human beings who are willing to manipulate the system for their own selfish end. They do not put patriotism, they do not put sincerity in their works.
Mr. Barry,
let us do the right thing. Yeah. We don't need these big names to fix Nigeria. We need honest, skillful, patriotic, sincere Nigerians like Daniel, Shedrack, Meshach and Abednego.
Interesting, Mr. Barry, you've talked about this. There's a gentleman I know, he is a known businessman in Rivers State, who you know started a tractor manufacturing plant in Nigeria. In fact, he's even moved his company as well to Ghana to go and look for business. You know, he produces tractors here in this country. He's moved his company to Ghana to go and look for additional business. He's somebody that could have helped, you know, in such a manner. You've said it all. We can get these tractors without spending $1 billion, which can actually help in building a tractor factory in the country. But do you know, because it's a bit confusing for some people out there, can you help us understand what the difference is between the earlier economic management team that Mr. President had that was composed of 14 people, you know, 14 individuals. What's the difference between that? And then this new one, which is the Economic Management Team Emergency Task Force. And then also, what's between all of that? And then the one that the president is heading, which is the 31-man Presidential Economic Coordination Council. What are the differences between all these layers of...
Let me tell you, I've explained to you before, what you are experiencing is what we call convoluted confusion. Yeah. There is no, see, we don't need all these distractions and all this and that. You know, I feel sorry for even Mr. President. I've quoted the script before. Proverbs 25:5. Remember that Mr. President is not omniscient. I'm not holding brief for him because he's the one that appointed his advisors. He's the one that appointed the men that he surrounded himself with. Mr. President is not omniscient. He does not know everything. If you surround yourself with wise people, they will not be giving you all this manner of advice. See, we don't need all this. These are distractions. These are evidence of confusion, and we don't need it. I also go back to the scripture. Ahab was not a very wicked man. Ahab was a very big man. But Ahab surrounded himself with wicked, lying prophets who were busy lying to him, deceiving him, telling him what they wanted him to hear. The only good man, the only honest man, Prophet Micaiah, Ahab does not consult him. At the end of the day, he did not listen to Michael, who told him the truth, and he continued in that profession until he lost his way. We don't need all this convoluted
Are you saying these individuals are going to be bad advisors to the president? I mean, we have Alhaji Aliko Dangote, Mr. Tony Limudu.
My brother, have you forgotten? See, you know, the truth you know, the truth you say, the truth you apply will help you.
Okay.
You can check the list of advisors that Buhari put together. Have you forgotten that Buhari did the same thing? Why do we make a mistake? Repeat, rinse. Go and check the team now. What is the difference? The same set of people. If their wisdom was so uncanny, was so wise, how come Buhari failed atrociously?
Would it be because maybe Buhari was not taking the advice? Because these gentlemen are top industry people. You know,
I have asked you this question. Why do you think the Americans, did you ever see that Trump put up a team and invited Mike Zuckerberg,
no,
invited Bill Gates, invited Warren Buffett?
Trump had an economic management team as well. He had industry advisors with him.
They are different thing altogether. Okay, let me ask you a question. Why do you have a cabinet in place? Why do you have special advisors if you need this so-called wise men that have been advising, that have been part of the system since 1999? See, let me tell you, there is something that we don't understand here. These guys are interest stakeholders. Let me tell you, there's a difference. A capitalist is not your lover. A capitalist is not like a social investor. A capitalist, if you put him into a system, will always want to see how he can manipulate that system for his own on the whip of dollar. And that is the truth. If we want to fix this country, see, realistically, most of us, like people who claim to be Christians and Muslims, go and look at the story of Joseph and Yusuf. Muslims call him Yusuf, Christians call him Joseph. He wasn't a billionaire, he wasn't whatever. He was a wise young man who understood visions and how to interpret visions and how to execute visions. Nebuchadnezzar did not begin to look for professors and billionaires, good billionaires in Babylon. He sought for the wisdom of four Hebrew slaves who demonstrated uncommon skill and knowledge, and they helped him to build a global empire. That is what we should see. Let us not deceive ourselves. Most of these names that you are part of the problems. The area we understand this thing. I give you a typical example. In a very sincere government and sincere cycle, someone like Azubiki Ejidika,
I asked you a question. I made a point, but you didn't really actually respond to it. That Donald Trump had what they call an economic advisory council, that worked with him as president, sir. Even before he became president, during his campaign, those advisors were there with him as well. You have the likes of I'm trying to remember a prominent name, Peter Navarro. He's a business professor at UC Irvine. He was there.
I mentioned 13 names to you.
Yeah.
Was Mark Zuckerberg there?
No, but Jeff Bezos was there.
Jeff Bezos was. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to ask you,
Amazon and
Blue Origin, were they part of his economic team? And I actually, let me tell you, and again, is the economy of America, has it been tanking or improving over a period of time? I say the same people were part of the Buhari team now. Have you forgotten? The same guys were there under Buhari. Are you telling me that Buhari did not listen to them? Okay, people will listen to them. Guys, let us face facts. While I respect some of these men, respect for what they've accomplished in their own respective right, but governance, patriotism, sincerity and honesty, skills and knowledge is what we need in Nigeria. What Nigeria needs now, at this our period of their needs, we need men like Joseph. We need men like Shadrach, Meshach, Daniel and Abednego. We don't need men like Haman, who are filled with all manner of ego and gold in their bag. And that is the truth. And this truth we know, and this truth we must accept, this truth we must apply. if we want to fix this country. And I'll just give you an example.
All right.
In a country that is fighting insurgency, militancy, unknown government on every corner, if we are very, very sincere, would we be looking like men like Asbike Ejika to become Minister for Defense? Or else we are those other names. He doesn't even like his name. And that is the truth.
Okay.
So, I give another example now. Did you not read about the minister for whatever, that went to sign an MOU with a rare company that was incorporated 3 years ago that have never done any rare project just to deceive Nigerians? If we want to do rare projects, we have the biggest rail operator in the whole world. It's a Deutsche Bahn. It's a German company that have 340,000 workers. If we are very, very sincere, those are the kind of people that we can approach. And we have been talking to them. We have even incorporated an SPV, Rail Track LLC, Rail Track Limited. Okay. What was the whole idea? $6.5 billion. If we want to do 10,000 rail tracks in Nigeria over the next 50 years, that will cost about $48 billion.
Mm.
We can easily design it, execute and implement it under a PPP framework. All no right. monies will come.
Right.
But these guys are not sincere. They will do. They will do everything possible to see what they can do to corner Nigeria.
So you are telling me that a man like Tony Lumelu cannot, because what the economic management team emergency task force, as it's called, is meant to do is to formulate and implement a consolidated emergency economic plan. That one is an emergency. That's something for now. Not a long term, because I know we have national plans. Are you telling me, sir, that Tony Lumelu is not qualified enough?
My brother, I don't address individuals. I address systems.
But individuals make systems.
Let me tell you this. What is the emergency? The two emergencies we have in the country, we have deep-rooted corruption in the system, and we have insecurity. We don't need this man. If you want to fix the insecurity that will allow our people to go back to work and bring productivity, what you need to enhance the security framework of Nigeria. And to enhance the security framework of Nigeria, you bring the security experts who understand every nitty-gritty of it. We don't need this team to fix insecurity. I'll give you an example. Today, I was listening to one man in Katsina who said they are trying to use local vigilante to chase away the bandits. If you want to destroy the bandits in Nigeria in 6 months, I'll tell you what to do. Very simple. We have 8,809 electoral wards. Ask each of the communities within every electoral ward, and the community people, not the politicians, to select 100 of their sons. Every community knows the good, the bad, and ugly. They will pick 100 of their sons. We will have 800,000 plus new military men, send them to the military school, train them, put them back in their communities, give them AK-49, provide them with drones and communication gadgets, give them 4 armored personnel carrier and the mounted machine gun mounted trucks produced by Innocent, not of Pro Force. For those in the river areas, give them amphibious vessels. I will tell you this, pay them well, 150,000 each of them. I tell you this, in less than 6 months, these guys will go into the forest. They will go into the bushes. They will go into every corner of their land. They will wipe out these bandits. They will clean their land. People will go back to work. Our oil and gas assets will be protected. Right. And there will be no punking or stealing. Right. So this thing require any billionaire to advise you to do this.
Okay. All right. We'll come back. But sorry, I want to crave your indulgence to please maybe stay with us so we can take a commercial, because we want our guests, our listeners, to be asking some questions. Is that okay?
I'm okay. I'm here.
All right. We'll be right back. Let's pay our bills. When we come back, we'll look at the task ahead of these gentlemen and these committees, these teams, because there are three levels. And then we'll try and set the agenda for them. We'll be right back. So the Morning Crossfire, stay with us.
Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. We can take your calls now on the numbers we usually advertise, 0201 465 7190. Well, the main line 07009939939 is not available for now due to circumstances beyond our control. But you can call 0201-465-7190. Your thoughts are welcome. Our guest this morning has said, he doesn't really believe there's a need for the plethora of economic management teams, and we have three different levels, three different teams all brought together under one with Mr. President heading it. He's saying that it's not necessary. The main issues need to be worked out. He's also said that, the systemic issues and problems that Nigeria faces will not allow such a team to do its work. He's gone biblical this morning and has quoted the Bible, But Mr. Barry, I will say to you that Bible says in the multitude of counselors there's safety. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Yeah, Bible says in the multitude of counselors there's safety.
Yes, in the multitude of good counsels, Bible calls it counsels. Counsels means wisdom. Let us interpret the Bible very well. They have had 400 lying prophets, only one. A good counselor, Micaiah, and he did not listen to him and he never got back.
All right. Okay, all right. And you've also said that some of these individuals were part of Buhari's economic advisory team and nothing came out. It could be argued that Buhari didn't listen to them. But you've also said that they are part of the problem with the country. They may not really have the solution. But Mr. President needs, Mr. Barry, he needs advisors. He needs people, because you look at the National Economic Council, it's made of... Oh, we lost him. Okay, we will try to get back to our guest. Unfortunately, we lost the call, so we'll try and get back to him. As soon as we do that, we'll put him on the air. I was going to ask him, it could be argued that who should Mr. President appoint then, into his economic team? Who should he have as economic advisors? I was going to ask. Okay. Sorry, please, bear with us while we try to get back to our guest. On WhatsApp, this message basically says... okay, I'm going to skip this one. Oh, my God. Okay. All right, hello, good morning. Are you there, sir? Hello, are you there? Okay, we'll wait for a call screener to put Mr. Biari back with us. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
My name is Godwin, calling you from Songwater.
Godwin, welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. Please, we've had the man saying he has spoken well, but if everything should go by the biblical injunction, I believe so many things too will not have been done. So let's do things physical. What we see, let's do it. So enough of the quotation from the Bible. Let's face the reality on ground. What he speaking from the your studio there or wherever, what is his own advice? I didn't really get any advice from him. It's just like criticizing the government, past government, and this government. But if he knows this is the solution, what is his own? Let him say it on air.
Yeah.
Let the whole public hear. Let's move.
We're trying to get back to
give suggestion.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time. Do you agree that nothing good can come out of these set of advices? Hello, good morning. Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Welcome, Jonathan.
Well, I think the man is very intelligent and spoken very well. The truth of the matter is, he keep on emphasizing those names have been there. What are things? And Kofi, all of us call on this floor every day. We are nobody. We are just one guy in Nigeria. We speak knowledge. We speak knowledge. The problem of this country is not far-fetched as far as I'm concerned. We don't need to set up this, set up that, set up. All of us know. On the street, you know what we are facing. People cannot tell me, doesn't know the problem of this country. He doesn't know how to fix it. People, of course, ordinary us call every day and we'll provide a solution. Abba.
All right.
Abba.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi Bata.
You're welcome. Name and contribution, please.
Pastor Ladipo, calling from Sarigomo.
Pastor Ladipo, welcome.
You see, that man is on point, and I think he's even offering solution as he's analyzing. If the truth is this, You don't need all this plenty economic team. In fact, because most of them, go and check their antecedents now. They are the one that indirectly put us in this. Some of them there, go and check their products. How can we assess their product and all of that? So the truth is this. Let the right thing be done. We like duplicating people's job. You have appointed ministers. You have PAMSEC. You have all these people. Yet you have an economic team. It is well, let us save this nation.
Thank you very much for your time. Dr. Nnamdi, can you hear me, please?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic, sir. So who should Mr. President appoint as economic advisors? You've talked about Ejerika as security defense minister, or maybe even NSC. Who should he appoint as economic advisors?
Like I explained to you, Nigeria is not lacking in wise people, in honest and sincere people. That will, if the president is actually sincere about setting up an advisory team, people like Akinwumi Adesina should be in the team. People like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala should be like in the team. People like Mobolaji Johnson should be in the team. People like Arumote should be in the team. People like Obia Ezekwesili should be in the team. People like Aminu. We know those who serve Nigeria and serve Nigeria well. Have you bothered to ask yourself? Under this government, we have two ministers who are blazing the trail. The ICT minister is doing excellently well. The Interior Affairs Minister Ojo is doing well. These guys are not billionaires. These guys were not former governors or former this or former that. But you could see that these two ministries, you could see the kind of things they are doing. And that is the kind. We have millions of Nigerians out there who are not even willing to play dirty politics.
But we have Charles Soludo, former CBN governor there.
The governor of Anambra State. Charles should concentrate in governing Anambra State and delivering dividends of democracy. At least let his stellar work speak in Anambra first before we start talking about going to Abuja.
Okay, so you've given us that. What now? The team is in place.
You know what?
That's the team is already in place. But before
like I said, the team is already in place. Yeah. I have also had a team of 400 people in place. So, the team was in place.
Okay.
The Hoshefat still asked him, I'm not sure of this team. The Hoshefat begged him several times before he reluctantly agreed to invite Mikael.
Right.
And yet, he never did well. So, let me tell you, history always has a way of repeating itself. And I tell you the truth, 80% of those in Mr. President's cabinet, with all due respect, have no business being there. We just want to play to political correctness and to fulfill political quotas. Nigeria is not devoid of smart, honest, intelligent, patriotic individuals that can help this fix this country. This country is a paradise, a paradise flowing with milk and honey. All we need is to fix the leadership. And when we talk about leadership, people look at Mr. President, with all due respect, is not omniscient. I always say it is not omnipresent. He cannot be able to be everywhere at every time. But if we are unfortunate, and of course, if most of these appointments are finished, it's not the one that he has to put advice in, put this name, put this one. Those people should be very sincere and honest with him. If you love a man and you sincerely claim loyalty to the man, you must have to be honest. Eyeball to eyeball. Obasanjo said something. He said that we have people around him that he loved so much, people like Obi Ezekwesili, who could look him eyeball to eyeball and argue with him and tell him the truth. They were in his best of friends, but they were people who were willing to risk. People like Dora Akonyele. So we have Nigerians that can do this job do it well.
But he,
are not there.
But he removed Obi what's the name again? Obi from her ministry and put her in another ministry of education. He removed Ngozi from Minister of Finance and put her somewhere else before he left.
But it's on record that Olusegun Obasanjo built one of the most prosperous era in Nigeria since 1999. You can't take that away from him.
All right. Doc, stay with me. There's a caller on WhatsApp waiting for his turn. Let me just go there. I'll come back to you shortly, sir. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. This is Olufela from Ifo.
Good to hear from you. Your contribution,
please. The man has talked very well. I'm really enjoying him. He spoke with passion. And one thing with us in Nigeria is that those people that love Nigeria, we should listen to their advice. You know, that man, the defense general, that I mentioned his name, they can assist the other man there, so that this Boko Haram have a team. They can eliminate them. And moreover, the economic team, he mentioned Adesina and Okonjo-Iweala. They are wonderful people. So we should come together and make Nigeria great. We should come together and make Nigeria great. The Mr. President should not look at the party people alone. He should invite people that are very, very good and that can make that can move Nigeria forward. Even for power sector, I think we should have declared. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate calling you. Okay, Dr. Obiari, I was saying that the team is already in place. So I want you to tell me what you think the focus should be. For instance, we hear that the emergency task force, that's the Economic Management Team Emergency Task Force, is meant to formulate and implement a consolidated emergency economic plan. That should be something of a short-term plan. We hear that The mandate is to submit a comprehensive plan of economic interventions for this year, 2024, to the Presidential Economic Coordinating Council. All right, covering the next 6 months. What can government do to intervene for the next 6 months as an emergency stopgap measure? You know, immediate implementation. They want to start it within the next 2 weeks, you know, after its inauguration. So what should the Emergency Economic Task Force, what should they give the president as, you know, what should the focus be?
Let me tell you this. We know the problem of this country, and I will list it in 2 minutes. I will give you solutions. You don't need all this committee.
Emergency, stopgap, not long term.
Emergency. This we can do in 1 month. Very simple. Our two major problems is corruption and insecurity. And corruption and insecurity are the twin monsters vetted by the constitutional physical deformities and the fraudulent institutions we have in Nigeria. How do we fix those foundations? Mr. President is very influential. The governors listen to him, national assembly members listen to him. Go and bring out our problem is constitutional. Between 1960 and 1960, we had a productive economy that was so secured. Pick the 1963 constitution. And just bring it out, flesh it up. On the leaders from 4 to 6. We already have 4-6 leaders. Let them be the constituent federating unit. Take it to the National Assembly. Bust it up.
Mm.
Bust it as the new constitution of Nigeria. They can do it in 1 week.
Dr. Rory, these things are things you are saying that some may say a long term, if not medium term, measures.
Long term.
So can you end corruption in Nigeria in 6 months? Can you change the restructure Nigeria in 6 months?
Very easy. Who are the people that drive corruption? Assuming you are a liar, you decide to say I'm not going to lie. Let me go to lie. You tell me the decision they have to make if they are sincere. Let me tell you, there is no emergency action or plan or whatever that can be. People say if the foundation is 40, the United States will do nothing. And that is the truth. We have a criminal foundation that naturally breeds criminality. A foundation that throws out the both of us over the best of us. Thank you, Mr. Assembly. Get a Pambio and Abbas. Mobilize the members. Technically, this corridor with it. Pass it into the new law of Nigeria, which to take effect by 2027. That is number one foundation. And then number two, devolve the security architecture of Nigeria immediately under a unique alliance. If we do this, let me tell you, if we fix the foundation of this Nigeria, physical federalism in place, constituent units control 50% of your resources, pay 30% at 20% federal government, remove most of it that is exclusive. Let me tell you what will happen. Samfara is a bed of peace. Do you know why? There is gold. It's already alleged that most of the trouble, the chilling and everything, is linked to gold. When you hand over and then surely the gold resources to the people and they know it is their source of revenue, and you give hand over security to them, they will rally around, they will protect their assets, they will protect their wives and children. But as long as we continue to operate this criminal and fraudulent constitution that was not agreed to by the people, that brings criminality and iniquity, let us stop deceiving ourselves. The foundation is 40.
If a house has a faulty foundation, if you like, build things on top of it. You're wasting your time.
All right. But Mr. Mary, you're saying end corruption, change the constitution to devolve powers to the states. Then also give them the power to control their resources and then the power to control their security. Sir, fine. But some will say that short-term measures, 6 months, to be implemented within the next 6 months, that they need to submit 2 weeks after the inauguration. That these things are things that will take time. Consultation, negotiation, discussion, then going by National Assembly and all that. Looking at stakeholders, geopolitical organizations, all over, everybody wants to have a say. Nigerians need to eat, want to have food in their mouth and to be able to afford the basic necessities of life, that these things won't help them. That constitution will not bring back down the price of Gary. That a new constitution or corruption ending will not bring down the price of yam in the market or will not make the Naira stronger. So are there other, what do you say to that argument, first of all? And are there other macroeconomic measures you want to say?
I have explained to you, sincerely and honestly, like Prophet Micaiah, what needs to be done. You cannot force words out of my mouth. You know, Micaiah said, when they slapped him, he said, okay, since you think that my idea and the advice is not what it is, go and do your own. And we know what the outcome is. There's no emergency solution that can solve our problem rather than fixing the foundation. If Nigerians have been patient so far to this level, and these things I told you, and this is I mentioned, there is a unanimity of opinion in Nigeria, we can fix these things under 3 months if one's sincere.
All right. Interesting. Let's take some thoughts from those of you out. Thank you, Dr. Barry. Stay with us, sir, while we take some of the views of our listeners listening from Lagos and around the world. Okay, seems
hello.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kofi.
Okay, we seem to have
good morning to your guest as well.
Thank you.
So, I'm Mrs. Oboli calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
If you feel an evidence proof won't happen in 6 months, at least there will be trails and signs of a total overhaul in that industry, in that sector. Even if you feel it's not going to be achievable in 6 months. With what this man has said this morning, honestly, I'm impressed with his analysis. And I feel even if we don't holistically see something improve in that 6 months, there will be traces and signs of improvement if we heed to what he has been saying. So let's even start. When we start, not to gather a company of billionaires and say, okay, they want to come and overhaul the system. Their pockets, bags, and everywhere is filled already. Let's look for greenhorns that are hungry and thirsty in this industry that can fine-tune it to give us a better society, a better economic sector. Not people that are filled or they are not hungry for improvement. We've been recycling these people for a very long time. Enough is enough, please. Thanks and God bless.
Thank you very much for your time. Good to hear from you. 99.3, good morning. Lost your call there. 99.3, good morning.
Very good morning to you, my brother.
Welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is D.A. Akibo. To be honest, the men on this list, they can't help us. Some of them are the causes of the problems that we are having today. Some of them have benefited from tax waivers at the expense of the masses. Some of them have enjoyed customs duty waivers at different times, running into billions at the expense of the masses. Mm. So bringing such people on board will not help at all. The fact that you succeeded as a businessman does not necessarily make you a technocrat, particularly in our system that has always abused the system. So they cannot help. Let them bring technocrats. The name this man has mentioned.
All right.
They are really there to help us.
Thank you.
Instead of this name.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. 99.3, good morning.
Yeah, Kofi Bata.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, go on listening to you.
Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, let me be making my points because I cannot hear you, but let me be making my points. You see, we want to get this, our economy back, we need to do one or two things. I love your guest. He's speaking positively and he's inviting. One or two things must be done. One, we must, our leaders, politicians, must stop lies and deceit. Then they will be focused, more focused on what they are doing or what their plans out. We need actions. Actions speak louder than words.
All right, thank you.
People like Ochemole, they're not supposed to be in any public office.
Thank you very much. We have to go for a commercial break. I'm sorry, I've been trying to let you learn. We'll be right back and then we talk about
this. This is an infomercial.
Book your flights on the Access More app and get 20,000 Naira for shopping. Valid from March the 27th to April the 10th, 2024. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I want to say thanks to our guest. Final word from you before we go, Dr. Biari, before we go, final word from you. Doc, are you there, please? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Yes. Yeah, what's your final message to the federal government regarding this issue? Just a mop-up comment from you.
My candid advice is that we quit politics and political correctness and start governing. Mr. President should start fighting those who are not leveraging well or who are manipulating the system for their own gain. I'll give you two examples. The minister that wanted to deceive Mr. President by signing MOU with a rail operator who does not have any experience by now, should have no business being a minister by now. The one that wants to repeat the same mistake of Buhari government of importing 10,000 tractors at $1.1 billion should by now not have any business in that cabinet.
All right.
The president has, let me tell you, I am not holding brief for him.
All right.
Nigeria is already in a very, he's not the one that created the problem. We are sitting on a very serious problem created under the 80s of Buhari regime. And of course, people will say, okay, he's part of that. He may be part of the party, but he wasn't the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's the leader. Nigeria needs emergency solutions. All and right. You need skillful people like Joseph, like Shedrack, like Isaac, like Abalade to help.
Thank you very much.
We should look for them.
Thank you. Pastor, Dr. Mekonyeko Biari, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. All right, and talk to you soon. Appreciate your time.